fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 10th day of November. It is Thursday. The purpose of today is get ready for a long, cold winter. That's the purpose of today. We have open lines this next half hour. Bob in the hour time, Barry Hill should join us, and we'll get updates on what's going on with the energy cleaner. And we'll take your questions and calls at 512-248-8252. Well, there's lots of sayings that may apply to what happened a couple of days ago on the midterms. It's not over till it's over. It's not over till the fat lady has sung, and dozens of other similar sayings. Well, it's not over yet. Our republic is not finished yet. I refer to the opposition as socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. That's who they are. Socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. And I think we'll have, I'm not even sure we have a majority in the House of Representatives. I don't believe we'll in the Senate, unfortunately. But if we do take control, we being conservative Christian Republicans that really are conservative Christians as opposed to rhinos, we can slow down, if not outright stop, much, if not most of the Joe Biden agenda for the following reason. He may do whatever he wants to do with this pen, executive orders, but he needs money to do that. All money spending authority originates first at the House of Representatives. The Senate cannot originate a money spending bill. It has to originate first at the House of Representatives. That's some serious power there. Very serious power. Assuming we do control the House, there's committees, and chairman of all these committees will be taken over by Republicans. Hopefully, once again, not rhinos, conservative Christian Republicans. That's what needs to happen. If, in fact, that is what happens, there will be investigations to what truly happened on the 6th of January, and hopefully some resolution. Men and women locked up, some of them for nearly a year or so, for what would normally be a misdemeanor, haven't even gone to trial, or the process has become the punishment. Well, I did my first homicide investigation in the fall of 1973, not quite half a century ago. So I know very well how the system is set up to work and how it should work. If you're charged with a crime, you're arrested, you're brought before a magistrate, either a municipal court judge, a county court judge, or a federal judge. Charges are read. The defendant is given an opportunity to plead guilty or not guilty. Bond is set. And assuming the person can make bond, they're released until the trial. That's the way our system is supposed to work. That's not what's happened to these dozens. I'm not sure what the number is. But men and women arrested because of what they may have done. I say may have done because unless they're convicted of the alleged crime, it's just an allegation. It's a charge. Until a jury of their peers has been convinced by the prosecutor that they did in fact commit the crime of sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair, of walking through doors opened by the Capitol Police so they could walk in peaceably. Many other similar types of alleged crimes. Misdemeanor trespassing crimes for most of these people. This needs to change. The outrage that should be happening nationwide has not happened. Now that the midterm elections are over, maybe there'll be some elected officials that have got enough backbone to say something publicly about it. I hope there are. I'm doing what I can with my limited outreach here. So we've got our first caller. We've got Bill in Arizona. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The problem that we have to a certain degree with our justice system right now is that the justice system that we have right now is not the justice system we had 240 years ago. It's not even the justice system we had 100 years ago. It's been tweaked so severely by the American Bar Association and all the other clowns in the room to the point where most Americans think that what they've got is what they had, and what they've got isn't even remotely similar to what they had. When you go into a court today and you are charged with a crime, there used to be two options. Either we find you unanimously guilty or you are not guilty. Now you have to be found unanimously guilty, unanimously not guilty, or it's a mistrial. Okay, and that in itself is a miscarriage of justice.
That's not true. No, not at all. That can happen.
My report, Todd, is coming from a different place than yours is.
Okay, so you're talking about what goes on in Arizona.
I'm not talking about Arizona. I'm talking about the United States at large.
Okay.
Because
I don't know what jurisdiction. Now, in Missouri, if one person does not vote for guilty, the person's found not guilty. And that's not a mistrial.
That's the only thing I know of that does that.
Okay. Maybe we're confusing terms here, Bill. When a judge declares a mistrial, that is not necessarily even a judgment from a jury. I'll give you an example. If it's found, let's say, halfway through the trial, and this happened to me in one of the trials I was involved with, halfway through the trial, we found out that one of the jury members was a convicted felon and was not eligible to be on the jury. So a mistrial was declared. Now, that's a proper way for a mistrial to be declared.
Now, if
one jury member does not vote in favor of guilty, that person is found innocent. Now, the prosecutor, that's not a mistrial. The prosecutor has the option of filing the charges all over again. That's not a consequence of a mistrial. A mistrial is is a something a judge decides. So I think we may be confusing terms here, Bill.
Well, let me rephrase it, okay? Let me rephrase it. Large numbers of acquittals are being reported as hung juries.
Well, a hung jury, in a proper sense of the word, is where they can't reach
an acquittal.
It's an acquittal.
Now, or at least it used to be. It's not anymore. Now it's being turned into a mistrial.
Now,
so they can try it again. It's to get around double jeopardy is what it's all about. And that's exactly why they did it.
Well, typically prosecutors don't file a second time because of time and money restraints. They simply don't do that very often.
And then how bad they want to get you.
It has happened. Now, where I see double jeopardy being run over like a school bus running over you is when you're found not guilty at the state level, and then the federal government comes back and files almost duplicate charges at the federal level, which is clearly double jeopardy. And that happens in some high-profile cases. It doesn't happen that frequently, but it shouldn't happen at all, Bill.
Well, the problem is that if when it occurs, if your attorney doesn't care about it or doesn't understand what's going on, then he is not going to do anything to stop it. Because it's stoppable at that point by merely simply saying, Your Honor, this is double jeopardy. And regardless of what you find in this courtroom, I will appeal this on double jeopardy basis, because that's what this is.
Right. Well, a judge may or may not recognize that as being reality. They should. They should. And
well,
those motions are filed.
If they don't recognize that as reality, they shouldn't be a judge.
I agree.
There's a lot of people that are judges that shouldn't even be allowed in the room as a bailiff.
I agree there
and
also.
Unfortunately, you've got that. That was the problem with Alex Jones. Alex Jones was thrown under the bus by his attorney not demanding discovery in that case.
I don't know the details of what took place in Alex's trial, but there were no motions for discovery on behalf of the defendant.
I don't know if there were or not, because I was not in the room and I've never read the trial. But the bottom
line
is,
the question that
should have been asked first was, did this happen as the public narrative claims it happened? And there's plenty of evidence to indicate that it did not happen the way
that
the public narrative says it happened.
That what did not happen?
Sandy Hook.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen no evidence that convinces me that it did not happen.
Well, I guess not everybody on the planet has seen the press release from FEMA telling us it was a training program. Either that or that press release was a fake, which is totally possible. But the bottom line is the building, it's a matter of provable fact that the building had been condemned and moved out of years before Sandy Hook happened. It's a matter of record.
Not any record I've seen. The record I've seen is that a bunch of children died.
But then you've probably done no more research about it than I have.
Well, I have a correspondent I've worked with for 8 years before the Sandy Hook tragedy. His children went to the Sandy Hook school and already graduated years before the tragedy.
Right.
And he's personally acquainted
before
with
they condemned it.
The parent. He's personally acquainted with the parents of some of these children who lived in his neighborhood.
Okay.
But how many children are supposed to have died? Or was it 20-something, 22, 23? What was that number?
I don't know.
Offhand?
No, I don't recall. This is not germane.
Well, it is germane. Let's just pick a number. Let's say it's 20. So it would be 40 parents and 80 grandparents and probably between 20 and 30 siblings. So let's just put 20 there. Now, That would be 0, looks like 6, looks like 160 people that would have to be in on the conspiracy. We have the funeral directors for 20 children. We have all the police officers. We have a growing list of hundreds of men and women who would have to be part of and agree to say that no children died there, including 40 parents if there were 20 dead, 80 grandparents who would agree to say my grandchild did not die there. That's a fantasy. That didn't happen.
I'm not sure it didn't happen or that it did happen.
You just said it didn't.
I don't have any evidence one way or the other, because I don't have any of the evidence.
Well, I may have the mother of one of the deceased children on my show. I'm in negotiation with her through a third party to have the mother of a child who did in fact die at that school on that day. So we'll see.
Okay, she could have died at that school on that day of something totally unrelated to a shooting.
No, the child was shot.
And comply with what you just said.
You're stretching logic to the breaking point there, Bill.
No, logic is being stretched completely to the breaking point every time a normal person with an average intelligence sits down in front of a television and believes anything that comes out of it.
Okay. Well, you can believe your fantasy if you like, sir, but I'll believe the parents and grandparents and siblings.
It's not my fantasy. It's fantasy of a substantial number of us out here, but apparently none of them listen to the John Moore show because they've never heard of John Moore. They've never heard of Republic Broadcasting Network because Republic Broadcasting Network doesn't broadcast. It webcasts. And it's got a very tiny, tiny audience.
Well, we have the audience we have like anybody else. Okay. Well, Bill, we'll move on from here. Bill, thank you for your call. The call number is 512-248-8252. I have friends that believe no children died on that day at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And it's people get caught up in things that are fiction. These children did die. People make up stories out of thin air. I believe Alex Jones did apologize at some point to these parents before the trial, I believe. I'm not 100% positive of that. But, that's a fantasy to think that you could get hundreds of men and women and siblings, children, siblings, to agree to be part of a massive conspiracy that these children did and the school teachers did not die at the Sandy Hook Elementary School all those years ago. And let's see if I can get that number here of how many children died that day. There's 20 something, I believe. I can't promise that I will. Let's see. 20-year-old Adam Lanza, she killed 26 people. Let's see. 20 children. I did get the number right. How about that? 20 children, 6 and 7 years old, and 6 adults were killed that day at that school. So these numbers will hold up to scrutiny. We've got, 140. If we only had 20 siblings, they're probably more. So we got 20 children, 40 parents, 80 grandparents, probably 20 siblings. That would be 140 men and women and children, all of whom would have to be part of a grand conspiracy and agree to say, oh, my child wasn't shot to death that day. What a fantasy. What an absolute fantasy. Now, there were aberrations there and more to the story, and probably a second shooter there. Most likely there was. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Fix bayonets.
And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until Monday the 14th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Well, it's a special bonus. You get a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, included as a special premium. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pads right there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't ask my order takers about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. I make the sale price refund manually. The order line for ordering your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to take advantage of the sale is 800-592-9543. And, of course, if you want to mail a check, just make sure it's postmarked before midnight the 14th. Before we get to our next caller, there were 6 adults that died there at Sandy Hook. I don't know the details. Very likely all 6 had a spouse. Very likely there was maybe one sibling for each. That's 12. All 6 had 2 parents. That would be 12 more. And probably 24 grandparents. That's 36. That's 176 men, women, and children directly related to the people that died there that day by blood or marriage. 176 men, women, and children, that would have to be part of a grand conspiracy that my child didn't die there that day. No, my child is fine. That my spouse didn't die there that day. No, my spouse is fine. What a fantasy. What an absolute fantasy. Our next caller is Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Now, I adore you, and I'm a regular listener, and I've been listening for years, but I disagree with you on this one. That last caller, I didn't hear the whole thing. I only caught the tail end, but I've been waiting for my chance to sign in on this. I don't know the whole story, but have you read the Fetzer book?
I was given a copy, and I don't read science fiction. Go ahead.
If you were given a copy, at least give it to someone who will have the decency to read it.
I'm a homicide detective, Patricia. I know about murder. I worked my first murder case 49 years ago. You're not going to get 176 people to say that their husband, their wife, their child did not die in that shooting. That's not going
to
happen.
You probably don't need to. You can't even
get
the death certificate. They're not even available. You can't even get the funeral information. None of that was available 5 years ago, I remember, because I listened carefully. And I want you to do some more investigation.
Yeah, I'll have the mother of one of those dead children here on with me soon. We're working on that.
Okay, good. But I still would like to read that. If you want to mail it to me, I'll read it. Because he went to great lengths to establish evidence. And I think, from what I've heard, and the little bit, which we don't get all of it, of course, on the radio, but my gut feeling is that that is true. And I'm surprised at you, but nonetheless, at least look at it or give it to someone who will.
Anything else, Patricia?
No, but there must be a lot of other listeners like me. Okay,
there are many who believe in fairy tales, and
have good company. Well, that's your idea, but I'd like to get to the bottom of it. That's called detective work.
And right, well, that's what I've done. Most of my adult life is detective work, and I've worked...
But not in this case. This is an interesting, because there's no death, there's no funerals. There's no evidence.
Well, when my guest is on here, she will probably talk about her child's funeral.
One person out of 20. Okay, but that's one person. Anyway, okay, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I don't have
all
a
right.
voice.
All right. Bye. Our next caller is Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Well, you've opened up a can of worms, and I understand that you might not believe X, Y, and Z. So... the Ashley Babbitt situation, that woman did not die. What had happened, which is the same that had happened in Sandy Hook, they created personas of people and made up names for these children, and they killed the personas of these people. So, yes, some children died in a legal document form, just like Ashley Babbitt did. And I'm tired of all these people, oh, Ashley Babbitt, look, the lady did not die. They created a persona. And if you go back and do the research, which they pulled, so I understand freaking people are going to be like, well, how are you going to say do the research? Well, I guess you got to be smart enough to retain the information when it comes out. The point is, Ashley Babbitt was named after Alibaba, and they added the extra letters in there, S-H-I blank, because... the Alibaba character for the Huawei or whatever, the freaking guy's thing over there in China or whatever, he was doing stuff that the government didn't like. And what they did is they basically, that was a threat to him. They created a persona with his name, and they killed a persona to go basically threaten her and to shut down the whole Trump movement on that day. Just like they did with those kids, it was personas. And I understand you're a gatekeeper for the information, but as long as other people can kind of get through, I understand you might not believe in X, Y, and Z, but that's what happened for the people that are listening.
Thank you for your call. All right. Got a break. We'll be right back.
Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Our new humor section is getting good reviews. We're posting new things just about every day. If you come across a video or a meme that you think is clever and funny, just get that to us, and we'll check it out, and we may get that posted at the humor section at thelibertyman.com. The products you're used to seeing are back up and running full speed. Since the website's back up and running full speed, the high-quality harvest-right freeze-dried equipment, commercial quality equipment that you have in your home to freeze dry your own food. What a good thing that is. I should mention, I now have a Twitter account. The link is right there, top of my homepage. If you want to follow that, please consider doing so. And we'll be doing more with Twitter now that Elon Musk has taken over. And for the most part, the censorship is gone. And that's a really, really good thing. And, of course, energy cleaners. My Veterans Day sale is in effect right now, going until Monday, the 14th at midnight. If you're mailing a check, be sure it's postmarked before Monday, the 14th. Otherwise, you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website using PayPal with a $25 discount on the energy cleaner, 20% 25% discount on the mattress pads. And that's what you do. Just place your order there, and I apply the discount manually. If you place your order, I'll use my toll-free order line. Just go ahead and place your order. My order takers don't have a clue anything about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. And that toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. We're going to take calls only about the engine cleaner this half hour, and we have Tom Berhill with us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Tom, we had a lively discussion towards the end of the last half hour. People who believe the fantasy that no children died at Sandy Hook Elementary School, which would be a cooperative effort with 20 spouses, 40 parents, 80 grandparents, and so forth. It would be a total of 176 approximately men, women, and children related by blood and marriage to the 20 children who died, all agreeing that their sibling, their wife, their grandchild did not die that day. I regard that as a fantasy. How about you, Tom?
I don't know, John. I wasn't there. I remember when it all took place, or allegedly took place, but I don't have all the details, so I really don't have much to say about it.
What would it get to convince you to say your child did not die if she was shot to death?
I don't know what to say about any of it, John. I really don't.
Okay. Okay. We'll take this one caller here. He has a refutation of the Sandy Hook fantasy. Tony in Florida. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Just down here in Florida, living the dream. We got a little storm going on. I just wanted to refute those callers that have called in and wasted your time with the Sandy Hook debacle. Yes, there were probably some abnormalities in the case, but there was lots of dead people. Even the shooter's mother died, so I guess she's in on the hoax too. And you can find, and it baffles me. I just want to say something. Whether you believe in Sandy Hook or you think somehow the Bar Association is controlling law, it just shows the level of ignorance in this country, willful ignorance, I might add. And that's why we're at where we're at. That's why we have the inflation. That's why we have the open borders. Nyquist hits it on the head. Americans are going to die of their own stupidity. And I'm sorry to do that. I respect you. This is your show. This is your house. If you don't want to come in Mr. Moore's house, don't come in. But if you do, have some respect for this gentleman. He's a veteran. He's probably done more to keep you free than you ever will in your life. I'm sorry, Mr. Moore. I'm going back to make more memes, because that's how I do it, to spread out the word. But
oh, this is that Tony.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, thank you, Tony.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the one that hits you up every day with the meme submissions. But, yeah, it baffles my mind. Some of these things these people believe. You have two nuclear powers threatening you with nuclear war, but yet you're spun up on something that happened in 2015?
2012, actually. Yeah.
Thank you, 2012.
Yeah.
Even further back.
It'll be 10 years ago this December, yeah, next month.
You know, was there lawfare going on in the Alex Jones course? The lawfare is a real thing, but as a paralegal, I can tell you, your laws are made at the legislature, period. You have more control over your law than you ever did back in the inception of the country. It just blows my mind how people just will not think. That's my rant. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You have a good day, sir.
Thank you for the rant, Tony. We appreciate it. Well, Tom, my Veterans Day sale for engine cleaners is in effect right now, and I got a special premium I'm offering. Everybody who makes a purchase of an engine cleaner or a mattress pad, they get a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, which is a work on which was based being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in July of 2017 when I went to Prague, Czech Republic, to be awarded the Prague Peace Prize. I think my presentation may be on YouTube. I don't know when I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize. I know it was. But I want to get as many copies of this out as possible, and I think this would be a good way to do it. So the Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device, and we like to give out our disclaimer right at the beginning. Let's go ahead and do that, Tom.
Okay, John, we are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Well, I'm working on getting some very nice recorded advertisements for the Energy Cleaner. I'll be working on that today to help get the word out and maybe save me some talk time. And they'll be fun. They'll be interesting. They'll be interesting commercials. It'll be a series of vignettes and stories that will get people's interest, I think. And we're working with a woman who does professional voiceovers to get this done right. And it'll be a nice addition to the show here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what the Energy Cleaner is, here's what it is. It's an electronic healing device. And here's what it's not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. This electronic healing device puts out electronic signal, what's called an electrostatic signal. It goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's what it does. It's about the size of a cigar box, takes 9D as in delta 9D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one place to plug in one wire that hopefully would be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer for sale. They're high-quality, washable mattress pads, by the way. And we also now have the micro plush throws, which are warm and cozy and elegant. You can, and they're so handy, you can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, on your work seat, or at your workstation, to get that signal just as much as possible. And when a person is hurting, they want that signal time as much as they can get it, don't they?
They sure do. That's right.
Absolutely. So that's the Energy Cleaner. And normal price is $285, shipping included to the American zip codes. Doesn't matter if you're in Alaska or Hawaii. It's the same price for the entire 48 states and possessions, including Puerto Rico. And the mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. And the shipping is also included to all 50 states and Puerto Rico. Now, if you are getting a shipment to Canada or Australia or New Zealand, those are the three countries foreign countries I ship to the most. There's obviously going to be an additional shipping charge. I think Energy Cleaner is going to Australia now, running about $76 shipping charge. It's pricing. Of course, you're going 12 time zones away, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, John, the international shipping is just through the roof. It's very expensive. It's bad enough here in the States, but, well, I'll tell you, when you have to ship them out of the country, it really adds up. But I always look, and I've purchased equipment and items from other countries, and I just roll it all together, shipping costs, everything, and I look at that as the total acquisition cost and factor that into my pricing, and, you know, if it's a project or something. I just work it that way. I don't worry too much about it. That's just the way it is, and that's what you have to pay to get it. But you look at the benefits that you get from the Energy Cleaner and the $76 shipping. Well, that's just a part of it, but it's still a pretty low cost for what you get, and your annual cost to run it will be less than $15, you know, just because it's the cost of the batteries. That's it.
That's right. Well, the cost of batteries is really insignificant compared to the value. And so we focus on two things with the Energy Cleaner. That's pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. It could be joint pain, back pain, arthritis pain. And if you're doubting Thomas, that's okay, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I offer for me to you personally. It doesn't involve Tom, the manufacturer. A 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Getting a great night's sleep is important to overall health, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, and that's when the healing takes place. Your body is at rest, and healing takes place all the way down at the cellular level. It's a well-known fact. Okay, we've lost John. I'll fill in the gap here until he's back. We've been talking about the energy cleaner now, and I mentioned it's a well-known fact that you heal all the way at the cellular level when you're sleeping. What we do with the energy cleaner is we give every cell in your body a boost. I've always described it over the years as like a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. If you have a brand new car and the battery's brand new, it starts up. You don't need a set of jumper cables to get that car started. That battery's good. Well, every cell in your body is like a battery. And when those batteries run down and they get sluggish and toxic, you do need a boost. It's like a car with an older battery that needs a set of jumper cables occasionally to get started. Once it starts up, it's fine. But that battery runs down. The energy cleaner does this. 24/7, it's running. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to flip any switches to get it going. You just sleep on that pad, and the regeneration takes place. It helps those cells to start pumping. Every cell is like a battery, a minute battery, but it's also a pump, and it pushes out toxins and pulls in fresh nutrients from the bloodstream. The energy cleaner assists that cell in that pumping action. And also, the cells are like a battery. They're like a little power generator. There is two metallic elements in there, you know, in an electrolyte. And these set up the very, very minute voltage that makes everything work. Now, I don't claim to be any kind of an expert on the biochemistry and everything that's going on. But we do know that's how they work, and these cells will when they get sluggish, they'll need some help. And that's exactly what we're doing with the energy cleaner. And we've been doing this for over 22 years, many thousands of units in use all over the world. They help so many people in so many different ways. Some of it we're not at liberty to talk about here in the United States because, for instance, people have had help with pain issues, and a lot of people need help with sleep. We focus on that. And the original inventor, Mr. Lee Kroc, he lived in Ohio, and Lee has since passed on. In March of 2010, Lee passed away. He was in his mid-80s, but he came up with this idea. And I helped Lee. I heard about him, and I contacted him and asked him if he needed help to turn his idea into a commercial product. And that's exactly what we did. And they've been in constant production since March of the year 2000. Now, the energy cleaner is so simple to use. You put the batteries in it. You plug in the pad. It can be a blanket. John sells different pad sizes. The mattress cover.
I'm back, Tom. I'm back.
Okay, John. Well, I was just giving you a little bit of an introduction to how this thing works.
Well, thank you. I was talking that whole time, and I thought I was talking to everybody, but apparently I wasn't.
Well, sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Yep, sometimes it happens.
You know, sometimes the equipment outages and things like that. You wonder sometimes if the powers that be flip the switch on us. You know, they don't always like us talking about certain things. But anyway, that's
well. Thanks for carrying the ball here while I was off air. Well, we got a break coming up here, our last break. But the Veterans Day Sale and Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until Monday the 14th at midnight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I refund the difference manually. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's been an unusual half hour here, Tom, with these equipment issues, hasn't it?
It has, but sometimes these things happen, John. We just work around it, keep moving forward, no big deal.
Yep, absolutely. Well, with the sale, I'll be needing more energy cleaners next week. We'll talk one day next week about my next shipment. In the meantime, I've got energy cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment, mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment, to take care of the surge of orders I get every time I have a sale. So, Tom, just stand by and get ready for action, sir.
Well, they're in the works as we speak. You just have to let me know, John, how many you need. When you need them, that's all I need to know.
Okay, well, that's good to know that. And tomorrow morning, of course, you'll be back with us to talk about ham radio and emergency survival communications, won't you?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I look forward to getting updates on that. We're into some perilous times here. The socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims did better at the polls than I hoped they would. And we have the threat of nuclear war with Russia and China. A lot of threats on the horizon, aren't there?
There are, John, and we have to be prepared and ever vigilant. Communications, like we'll talk about tomorrow, is very important. Sources of information, ways to get this information. It's not always from a television set or a local broadcast on an AM or FM radio. You need information that you're going to obtain from shortwave stations. And you don't always want to rely on the Internet either, because that could be cut off by a flip of a switch. And we need to have sources of information that can't be disrupted. I've always said that sometimes a non-domestic source, a source in another country, sometimes that information is better than what we get in our own country. So you have to have multiple ways of listening and obtaining information in perilous times.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we'll have that discussion in great detail tomorrow. Well, Tom, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, sir.
I'll be ready, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's been an interesting show, to say the least. Went directions I did not anticipate, but that's okay. So tomorrow, I believe we'll have, let's look at my calendar here. I believe looks like Ruthie Andrews will be our guest tomorrow. Her segment is has a growing audience and a growing popularity, as well it should. Ruthie is a brilliant woman, a psychological professional who is a true Christian. That's a rare thing in the psychological business, psychological professionals. There are some, obviously, but I don't know what the percentage is, relatively small. So that'll be tomorrow's show, and looking forward to the weekend coming up. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, beautiful, productive state of Texas, and Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.